इदं प्रपञ्चरचितं मया जगद्जायते यस्मिन् तिष्ठति याति चान्तसमये कल्पानुकल्पे पुनः यं धत्वा मनया प्रपञ्चरहितं विन्दति मोक्षं ध्रुवं तं वन्दे पुरुषोत्तमाख्यं ममलं नित्यं विभुं निश्चलम् यं ध्यायन्ति बुधा समाधिसमये शुद्धं वियत्सन्निभं नित्यानन्दमयं प्रसन्नममलं सर्वेश्वरं निर्गुणं भक्तभक्तपरं प्रपञ्चरहितं धनैकगम्यं विभुं तं संसारविनाशयितुम् अजरं वन्दे हरिं मुक्तिदं परं ब्रह्मपुराणं। Adoration unto the Supreme Being, pure, eternal and all-pervading, the changeless reality, the one being, meditating upon whom sages attain liberation, eternal and undifferentiated, the one out of whom the visible world, the scene of diversity, comes into existence, in whom it rests, and to whom it returns in the end when the world cycles comes to a close. Adoration unto thee, Lord, the destroyer of all worldliness and bestower of salvation, the undecaying and infinite being, the one who is attainable through meditation alone, who is free from illusion and beyond the manifest and the unmanifest, the one who is of the form of bliss eternal, who is gracious, taintless, and without any attributes, who is the overlord, the one who is pure and limitless, like the space, and who is contemplated in samadhi by the wise. These are the wonderful verses glorifying the infinite being. What is the purpose of all these adjectives? To describe the infinite. And this way, an individual soul, the devotee, try to meditate on God, infinite. This is the way we can establish relationship with God. He is the whole, we are the parts. As the sun and its rays. How can we imagine, how can we understand, realize this infinite God? Then eke gamyam, only through meditation. How can we imagine the infinite through the finite objects, through the mind? Mind is finite. They give an example. Perhaps you have seen the lotus leaf. When there is a rain, a raindrop may fall on the lotus leaf. That raindrop is crystal clear. If you watch minutely, you can get a glimpse of the infinite blue sky in that small, tiny raindrop. Blue sky in that raindrop. That raindrop is very clear, clean. So when the mind, individual mind becomes clean, we get a glimpse of the infinite. So these verses, awaken our that infinite nature, that the Atman, pure consciousness, is within you. And that infinite cosmic consciousness and this individual consciousness are one. This is the way one can have the knowledge of infinite, Brahman. So let us try to meditate on God through our calm, serene, pure mind. Patanjali says, yogas chitta vritti nirodha. Controlling the thought waves of the mind is called yoga. So let us control our mind for a few minutes and just stop it. When the mind just stops, the world just stops. And God reveals. Oh. Vasatu Om Savana Bhavatu Savana Upanaktu Sabiriyam Karabhavaye Tejasvinavadhi Tamastuma Vidvishabhaye Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding, may love and harmony be with us all. Om Peace. Peace, peace be unto all. We are studying Panchadoshi, a famous book on Vedanta philosophy written by Vidyaranya Muni. This book has 15 chapters. The first 5 chapters are connected with the existence aspect of Brahman. Next 5 chapters connected with the consciousness, chit aspect of Brahman. And next 5 chapters connected with bliss aspect of Brahman. So we are now in the 6th chapter. That is the consciousness aspect of Brahman. Name of the chapter, Chitradipa. Chitra means picture. Through picture, you try to visualize God. Try to visualize this creation. Try to visualize all living beings. Here is an artist, and here is his canvas. First, on the cloth they put some kind of starch. That starch is Ishvara. No form. Then there are the line drawing. That is Hiranyagarbha. The subtle aspect of Brahman. Ishvara. And then when they put the color, it becomes Virat. The gross aspect of Ishvara. In the painting we see trees, plants, mountains, ocean, rivers. Again, when we see human beings, we see clothes. We do not see the bare bodies, it's clothes on. How this individual soul is covered. We are going to talk, you see, in last two chapters, in our last class we talked about multiple form of gods and how people worship gods to fulfill their desires. That we discussed. Now, this Atman, the pure conscious individual soul, we have three bodies and we take rest there. Guru's body, in the waking state, we live there, Atman lives there, waking state. In dream state, Atman dwells in that subtle body. And in deep sleep, Atman dwells in the causal body. So this Atman, this consciousness travels in three places. It has three homes. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad gave a beautiful example. Here is a big fish. Sometimes this side of the river, sometimes in the middle of the river, and sometimes the other side of the river. Again, it comes back. So all these human beings, whole life, traveling in three places, every day. Jagrat, Shapna, Sushupti. Waking, dreaming, sleeping. Behind these three stages, there is called Turiyo. That is our goal. That is Mukti. So, the author, Vidyaranya Muni, will talk to us about it today. So, we have three bodies. A dream is a very mysterious thing, you know. Na tatra ratha, na ratha yoga, na pantano. In dream, we create path, we create chariot, we go by that chariot. When sleep breaks, there is no road, no chariot. It is a mysterious thing, this consciousness in the dream state creates this universe, dream world. We are all daydreaming. Whole world is nothing but dream. There is a Greek philosopher, Diogenes. He used to tell his students, life is a dream. They are not real. So one day they tied his legs and pulled over the street and his body was cuts and bruises. Then the students asked Diogenes, still do you hold that view? This human life is a dream? Well, of course, but painful dream. It is a painful dream, this human life. Dream. Mitha. There's another beautiful story about Rama. Vasishtha gave all instructions and told this waking stage, this is also dream, we are daydreaming. Dream state, then causal state. Then one day Rama wanted to test his guru. When the guru was coming to the court, he asked his attendant, ask an elephant to chase the Vasishtha, my guru. So when the elephant was running toward Vasishtha, Vasishtha also ran away. So when Vasishtha came to Rama, Rama said, that you ran away, you said everything is dream, why did you run away? But Palayanopi Mitha, my running away is also false. Don't think that life is false, my running away is also false. Palayanopi Mitha. In our previous class we talked about Utpatti, creation. This whole world, this thing which you see is not real. It is dream. How shall we accept it? Vedanta says, these are all projections of human mind, this creation. I see, so you exist. If I do not see, you do not exist. They give a beautiful illustration. Here is a woman. She is the mother of her son. She is the wife of her husband. She is the daughter of her father. They are watching same woman from three angles, three persons' projection. My mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister. And the tiger was seated there, he was thinking, oh, that is my food. This human body is my food. So all these projections are coming on the same person. Projection. Manaspandana meva jagat, this world is the projection of the human mind. The world disappears in deep sleep, in samadhi. Kutra gatam kina kutra linam. When you will be illumined, you will see the world is not there. As in deep sleep, we do not see the world. In the waking state, all problems, responsibilities, relationship, all these things in the waking state. Vedanta will teach us, it says, these three stages we go through every day. When you are waking stage, dream is not there. And in the deep sleep state, waking state is not there. And in deep sleep state, waking state is not there. Dream state is also is not there. So one is contradicting the others. Each one is contradicting. If all three stages, if it is real, they will be real all the time, but they are not staying all the time. We are switching, moving one after another. We shall talk about it. That Isha Srishti, Jiva Srishti, Duito, how it works. Verse 2:10. Muktistu Brahma Tattvaisa Gyanadeva Nachanyatha Saprabhudam Minanaiva Swasapna hiyati yatha. The liberation, however, can be obtained through the knowledge of reality and not otherwise. The dreaming does not end until the dreamer awakes. Dream, one day our dream breaks. We love somebody, that somebody perhaps betrayed me. My dream broke. We are, this Maya is all the time betraying us, playing with us. I love my mother, died. My love for my mother, the dream broke. We have so much attachment for these worldly things. Breaks, breaks, breaks. We know it. You see, in our previous class we talked about people worship God. Why? To fulfill their desires. So according to this, they get the result of their desires, you see, through worship. It depends upon how sincere you are. For the reason people worship the God of success and other deities. But who wants mukti, liberation? That is the question. Very few people in this world want liberation. Very few. This mukti liberation comes through knowledge. When I am awake, I was dreaming that some sweet dream or bad dream. The moment I am awake, the dream breaks. There is a beautiful story. A man, a beggar, got a handful of chatu. Chatu means some lentil powder, you know. He baked and got it, holding these things. He was tired, fell asleep. And he was dreaming that I will be a rich man, and I shall marry, and I have a wife, and I have a son. And if I see my wife is not taking care of my son properly, I shall give him a slap, give her a slap. In this way, he started to give a slap. And all the chatu fell from his hand. The purpose of this story is how a beggar thinks that I am a rich man, I am a king. Where that thought comes? Where does that thought come? There is another word in Vedanta scripture called pratyabhijna. Pratyabhijna means knowledge of the known things. You have the knowledge of an elephant. You have the knowledge of food. And in dream stage, that same knowledge, because you are seeing an elephant, you are eating food, it is called pratyabhijna, knowledge of the known things, which is already in your smriti, in your memory. Sometimes we see those things. Sometimes we see some things we have never thought of. The dream world is mine, is a mysterious world. Who is the witness of everything? Consciousness. Sakshi Chaitanya. Witness consciousness is all the time in the human system. In the waking stage, the Atman is enjoying this world through the senses. In dream stage, enjoying this world through the mind. In dreamless sleep stage, enjoying the world through cosmic ignorance. Consciousness is all the time there, watching every movement, everything in our life. That is our true nature. But do you know what is the problem? Our problem is that we connected this, our true nature, with the mind, with the body. I am the body. I have aches, I have pain. That consciousness immediately goes to the body. But Swami, what is the purpose of discussing all these things? To point out the truth, your true nature. You are not the devotee, not the mind, not the senses. You are the Atman. That Vedanta wants to remind us again and again. And that is where you will get liberation, mukti. That is our goal. Nobody wants bondage. So this mukti liberation comes only through knowledge. Knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of oneness, self-knowledge. Adityo brahma tatti sapnu ayam akhilam jagat isha jivadi rupena chetana chenatmakam. In the secondless principle, Brahman, the whole universe in the form of Ishvara and Jiva, and all inanimate and inanimate objects appears like a dream. Until you get the knowledge of Brahman, this world will not be a dream. It is real. My stomachache, my headache, they are real. My husband, my wife, my children, my family, they are all real. The monastery is real. But when that knowledge of oneness comes, this relative reality disappears. Shapna sadrishya. Sarvam pragulpitam. It is all dream. Kulpita, kalpana. Do you know how does it work? Perhaps here is a person is telling something bad to me. I am very angry. But my brain says, do you know what? He's drunk. He's crazy. Don't take his words. He's not normal. Immediately my anger goes away. I'm very angry. The moment my friend says, no, don't be angry. He's not normal. He's crazy. He's mad. He just came from lunatic asylum. He's telling all rubbish words to you and you become angry. Then you are crazy. Do not react. The moment he says, I feel good. How the sound counteracts sounds. Amazing. This world, you know, we're talking about Ishvara, God, this creation. Savikshata. God, the creator, when Ishvara, deliberated. I am one, I shall be many. So he became many. Why? For Leela, I want to play. So this world is nothing but a stage where all these human beings are playing. They're all playmates of God. Try to see the world this way. We are all playmates of God. When we are tired of playing, we say, I don't like to play anymore. Lord, take me. At that time, mind goes for liberation. As long as we have desire to play, you will be in this world. We are all playing on different roles. You see, an expert dancer doesn't blame the stage. Some people are blaming, cursing this world. 자고 쪽에 very interesting story. 간다 코차 가다 코차 or 초크라. Have you seen some birds? They peck the trees like this constantly, pecking, 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 and make a hole in the tree. That is called kathokra, one kind of bird. And they see only the dry wood. They do not find any food there. But that is the nature, always pecking on the tree. Or kadakhocha means there are another kind of like seagull type of thing. They go on the seashore, they peck the mud, thinking there is a fish, you know, they want to get their food. So these two types of birds are pecking the world and disgusted, getting, not getting anything. And they're blaming this world. This world is a horrible place. There is no food here. So he was telling that, you know, in this world we find some people, they are very negative. They are disgusted with this world. They become mad. Some people, you know, they become violent because they are so much angry with themselves, that anger they want to release on others. He was talking about that, how human character work in human character works in this world. In a stage of thinking about, you know, the peaceful, blissful Brahman, they are peeking outside world. So this Ishvara and this Jiva, Jagat, these are all kulpito. These are all superimposed on Brahman, which is the reality. Anandamaya Vijnanamaya 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 Ishvara Jivakau Mayaya Kulpitava Kulpitau Etau Tabhyam Sarvam Prakulpitam Ishvara Vijnanamau Anandamaya Vijnanamaya Ishvara Jivakau Etau Mayaya kulpitau, tabhyam sarvam prakulpitam. E anandamaya Ishwar, Ishwar God, also Maya. But Mayadhish, he is the controller of Maya. He is the king of Maya. Maya is fully under his control. And Jiva, you and me, Mayadhin, we are under Maya, we are slave of Maya. That is the difference between God and man. Through meditation, do you know what we do? We try to get self-mastery. We want to control our own Maya. That is the reason we meditate. I have full control. I must control my senses. I must control my bad desires. I shall control. That we are doing. We are trying to counteract our bad tendencies by good tendencies. So, anandamayo vijnanamayo eva ishvaro jivakau. Anandamayo le ishvar or vijnanamayo le jiva. Do you know, as I explained to you many times, the five sheaths of the soul. Here is the Brahman. The first sheath is anandamaya kosha, blissful sheath. Just plain covering. That is not very bad. That is very joyful. Anandamaya. Full of bliss there. That we experience in deep sleep. Full of bliss. Mind is not there. The moment you come to the mental plane, as I told you, Jiva, 17 limbs, 5 organs of action, 5 organs of knowledge, 5 pranas, mind and intellect. These 17 limbs constitute the subtle body. This subtle body is the seed body of our birth and death. when we die, the sensual body reincarnates. So, jiva means this individual soul, mayaya kulpitu, is mayadare kulpitu. It is all in the domain of maya. Our goal, to transcend maya. Always remember, that is liberation. Ikshanadi praveshanta, sishchir ishina kulpita, jagradadi vimukshanta, sangsaro jiva kulpita. Maya has created Ishvara and Jiva, represented by the seed of bliss and the seed of intellect respectively. The whole perceptible world is a creation of Ishvara and Jiva. So Ishvara and Jiva can be included in the universe, even though they really are identical with Brahman. From the determination of Ishvara to create, down to his entrance into the created objects is the creation of Ishvara. From the waking state to ultimate release, the cause of all pleasures and pains is the creation of Jiva. It is interesting. Do you know what God created? This whole universe and beings. And what you create, what I create, that is the creation, individual creation. That is cosmic creation. That is called Srishti Drishtivad. You see the world. Why? Because God created it, so I see it. Duality is there. I have my world. Each individual being has his own world. You live in your world, I live in my world, she lives in her world. Each one lives in his or her world. Each individual being has his or her own karma. It is amazing when we think about these things. You live in your own world, I live in my own world. I know my world. My books, my work, my things, my vegetation, my routine. You think about your things. Really, really, you know, under one roof, husband, wife, children, each person lives in his or her own world. This is Jiva Srishto. I love to eat something. You do not like that thing. You love to eat something, I do not like it. So you see, each person's likes and dislikes vary. It is amazing that you will never find two persons acquire the same. No. You cannot see two faces same in this. 4 billion human beings, you check your face and other face, there is some difference. So each one's mind is different. Each one's world is different. Each one's karma is different. It is amazing, this world, this phenomenon where we live. Under one roof, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, family, they're living. But each one is different. Do you know what is the difference is? Ego. Ahang. Even a little baby, child, is ego. Eye consciousness. All these eyes are different. When shall I get liberation? When your eye will vanish. Ami mole ghusibe janjal, Sri Ramakrishna used to say. When shall I be free? When your eye will cease to be. When eye ceases, you will be liberated. This eye. The God's eye is full of sattva. The asuras, the demon's eye is full of rajas and tamas. Ikshanadi praveshanta srishti ishena kulpita jagradadi vimokshanta sangsaro jiva kulpita. Verse 2:13. From the determination of Ishvara to create down to his entrance into the created objects is the creation of Ishvara. From the waking state to the ultimate release, the creation of all pleasures and pains is the creation of jiva. Do you know what he is talking about? In the Upanishad, there is a mantra. Tas srishtva tadevanu pravishat. God created and he entered. In some Vaitiriya Upanishad, he says, do you know from through which channel God entered into us? Through the skull. Here he entered. These are from the Upanishad. Sa ikshata lokanna srijayi. He deliberated and created this, all these beings. From the five elements, he created the whole universe. Murtudesh vidaran purvok. Sa etam eva simanam vidarjayataya dvara prapadyata. Vaitiri Upanishad. From the skull, he entered inside of the jivas. Up to that, God created. After entering there, then the jiva, when you got to your individuality ego, then you create. I created my house. I created my home, my bed, my everything. I created mine. Shri Chidabhas, Shri Parameshwarer, Vasasthan Tinti, he lives, God dwells in human system in three places. In waking state, he lives on the right eye. During dream, he lives in the mind. In dreamless sleep, he lives in your hridayakash, in the space of your heart. Sa etam eva purusham brahma tatatam apashyat. When jeep thinks, from waking stage up to the liberation, this is my world. Everything depends upon you. You can be a bound soul. You may think, whatever you think that you will be. If you think I am a sinner, I am bound, I am no good, it will be the same. You have said, manaiva karanam manda mokshayoho. Mind is the cause of liberation and bondage. Whatever you think, I am free, I am free, I am free, I am the Atman, you will be the Atman, you will be free. You see, we take initiation, we receive initiation, we practice mantra. What does the mantra do? This mantra connects us to God. And what is God? Cosmic. At that time, your mind becomes one with infinite. Your that little I, that I consciousness, merges into God consciousness. That is called meditation. At that time you feel free. I'm not bound by body, mind, organism or family. That is called liberation. That is Shavikalpa Samadhi. Very interesting, you know, what do we do every day? God. We repeat mantra. You see, always remember, this sound has a tremendous power. This mantra has tremendous Shabda Brahma. You see, this whole world is the vibration of the Omkara. Om. This Omkara first manifests as Gayatri. So Gayatri mantra is the Vedomata. Vaidik Chanda. Then comes three, you know, Brahman, Ishwar, Gayatri, Chandadhara, Brahmaner. Then Trishtup Chandadhara, Kshatriya, and Jagati Chandadhara, Vaishya, Sishwar. And three kinds of sound, tendencies, he gave to three kinds of people, Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya. This is all, he wants variety. All people should not be the same. Otherwise there will be, if it's in a drama, all are good people, it will not be a drama. Some people good, some people bad, then there will be fight. That is called drama. If all are good characters, there is no drama. So, a good and evil, shvatta nirte mithunatse, truth and untruth mixed up. That is this world. It is loka-vyavahara. Human dealings go that way. Then what shall we do? We shall hold the truth. If we want liberation. You have bound yourself, I have bound myself. You can free yourself, I can free myself. I cannot make you free. I can tell you how to make yourself free, but you will have to free or make yourself free. I cannot teach for yourself. You will have to put food in your mouth but with your hand. That is the way it goes. In this respect, you know, very individualistic, this Vedanta. It is a journey from alone to alone. I cannot teach for you. I cannot take medicine for you. If I take medicine for you, your disease will not be cured. In this respect, Vedanta emphasizes self-effort. Be independent. Adityam brahma tattam Asangam tanna jayati jivi shayur mai kayur brithuiva kahala kalaham jaju. That's a beautiful verse. Those who do not know the nature of Brahman, who is secondless and associationless, fruitlessly quarrel over jiva and ishvara, which are creations of maya. If Brahman and Atman are the same, as you say in the Upanishad, that knowledge people do not have for the reason they quarrel and fight among themselves. That is the reason various kinds of philosophies developed. Dualistic philosophy, non-dualistic philosophy. All the philosophers are fighting about the determination of this truth. Kalaham Joju. Those who do not know this Adityo, secondless one, Asango, unattached, Brahman, they fight among themselves regarding Jiva, Ishvara, all these Vedas. Then he's talking, if you say that is the truth, why don't you teach them? Vedanta says, no, there is no way I can stop their fight. This verse also is very nice. Gyatva sada tattu nishtha nishthan anumoda mahi vayam anusochama evan nanya nanat na 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 eva anyan anyan na bhrantoi vivada mahi. 215. He is talking about, we always approve those who appear to us to be devoted to truth and pity others, but do not quarrel with those who are deluded. Some students, those they really want to Vedanta, they really want to experience this non-dual Brahman, this Atman. So the teachers say that for them I approve their intention, and we help those people, those who are really sincere seekers. But and we become very happy with them. Kintu, there are some people, they really do not want, they want to just argue and fight. So what is the necessity to use energy and time for them? So for them, we adopt upeksha. As you remember, Patanjali says in Yoga Sutra, Maitri Kuruna Mudita Upekshanam Sukho Dukho Punya 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 Vishayanam Bhavanata Chitta Prasadanam Chittir Prasad. Really want to maintain the serenity, calmness of the mind, practice this four. Maitri, have friendship. Those who Shuki Pranite Mitrata, those who are good souls, make friendship with them. Holy people, make friendship with those people. Then, if you see some people are suffering, be compassionate. Please help them. And if you see some people are practicing virtues, be happy with them. Don't be jealous. And if you see some people are doing sinful act, just be indifferent toward them. You cannot change them. Do you know why? It is karma, bad karma. A person with tremendous bad tendencies, it is very difficult to stop them. They will have to learn through suffering. If I give advice, it will not work. Sri Ramakrishna gave a very beautiful illustration. When the robbers attack a house, they make sound, noise, bar, cart, break, destroy, loot, they shout. At that time, they have tremendous energy. So police people at that time do not stop them. After looting, when they come out, at that time police catch them. At that time, their energy is gone. And that terrible, that animal force stopped their satisfaction. They looted and got a lot of money from that house. And with a joyful way, they come out. At that time, police catch them. Sri Ramakrishna told you in a very funny way. If you want to put a nail on a stone wall, it will not work. The nail will break. So there are some people that are very worldly. You may bring even Ramakrishna, Jesus Christ cannot do change that person. They will have to go through it. But Sri Ramakrishna, many sometimes some people which come, Thakur says, oh, not in this life. You have tremendous desire for enjoyment. Finish it. Finish it. Otherwise, your mind. Sometimes Swamiji used to bring some of his friends to Sri Ramakrishna. Oh no. Sir, you chanced me and changed me. You are different. Time has not yet come. You see, in spiritual life, time factor is there. There are some people, they're hungry. They really want a spiritual life. So for them, guru comes and helps. And there are some people, they have still acquired very worldly, very sensual. There no mantra, nothing will work. They will have to go through it. Bhogna hole tag hoy na. Renunciation does not come without through enjoyment. Even when it comes, that is the way it works. Thakur says, Shomai na hole. If the time does not come, the mother bird does not break the shell of the egg. She hatches the egg. She knows when she will break the shell. When the baby, that fledgling, will be developed well in the egg, at that time she breaks the shell. So mother bird knows. The time factor is there. That is a beautiful example Sri Ramakrishna gave. Mother bird, you know, was trying to hatch the eggs with her heat. Slowly, slowly, the baby hen or baby bird grows, grows, grows. When he says that it is the right time has come, at that time she breaks the shell and the baby comes out. That is the way it works. Time factor is there. A doctor will not do the surgery if the cataract is not matured. When the cataract, you say, oh, now time has not yet come. You come after 6 months. When it is matured, at that time he does the surgery. Same thing in spiritual life. Oh, then an illumined soul, why does he not help a sinful person? Really, it will not work. Some people listen to Vedanta, feel uncomfortable. Oof. And some people, it happened in America, Swamiji was giving a lecture. A lady, a woman came to Swamiji. Swamiji, it doesn't make any sense to me. Then Swamiji said, Madam, then it is not for you. Then another woman came, Swamiji, it is so meaningful and so inspiring to me. Madam, this is for you. This is called Odhikari Veda, competency of the students, variety. All the students are not the same. Some juniors have this hunger. Very few people have genuine hunger. They come here, they go away. And those who stay, they are blessed people. He is talking about, you know, vibad. Sometimes, you know, they go and argue. Don't argue with the people. When people come to argue, when somebody came to argue with Swamiji, Swamiji says, you want to argue with me? Bring your paper and pencil. I am defeated. Now go home. Who is going to misuse time and energy to talk and fight and argue and argue? Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Jodi ek kothai bujhte chao, amar kache esho. Jodi hajar kothai bujhte chao, Keshav Sen-er kache jao. If you want to understand in one sentence, come to me. And if you want to understand 1,000 sentences, go to Keshav Chandra Sen. He's an orator, speaker. Thakur is so funny sometimes. Jodi ek kothai bujhte chao, ekhane esho. If you want to understand in one sentence, come here. And if you want to understand 1,000 sentences, go to Keshav Sen. Thakur was so interesting. Anyhow, if somebody, you know, tries to argue with you and Vedanta, and so, I'm going to read some books and see how you like. All right, up to this tonight. We finished 215. Vasatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya Aviravirmayedhi Rudra Jatte Dakshinamukam Tenamam Pahi Nityam Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.